It's Sam again, folks. This is my third boo of the day. But I'm an ex. This isn't like me. This isn't bird-related, although you probably hear the birds playing in the background. This is not a rant as such, but I've just had to ring PayPal. Basically, I paid somebody some money, and I sent it to their mobile number instead of their email address, because I remembered their mobile number. I didn't quite remember their email address. The problem is the person in question didn't have their mobile number assigned to their PayPal account, if you get my meaning. So I thought, well, okay, I will cancel that and I will pay you via email. First of all, she said, well, wait until the... Because I said, if it's not claimed in 30 days, it'll be cancelled. And this person said, well, wait until it's cancelled then and pay me then. It really doesn't matter. Which was what I was intending to do. Yesterday, I looked at my bank account and noticed that the money had gone from my account. And it said PayPal payment, direct debit. And I thought, huh? And first of all, I thought my friend had claimed it. When I looked in PayPal, it was still saying unclaimed. And I thought, ooh, that's a bit weird. So I went onto the PayPal website and I managed to cancel it. And it said, the money will appear in your PayPal balance. So I've been looking and looking and looking on my PayPal app, and I've been looking on my bank app, and the money's still not in my bank account, and it's still not showing up in my PayPal balance. The available funds are £0. But it shows that the transaction was completed yesterday, and it says plus and the amount. So I'm thinking, where on earth has that money gone? And I thought, well, the only thing I can try and do is ring PayPal. Well, I tell you what, folks. If any of you have ever tried to ring PayPal, I sympathise with you. And if any of you have got a PayPal account and have never rung PayPal, I hope to God you never have to. It's absolutely awful. It's an 0800 number, luckily, which is free. I had to do it by going into the PayPal app, and in the help centre, there's a contact us thing. So I clicked on that and I thought, well, I don't really want to call it. It wanted to call it off my mobile, but the signal here is awful. So I clicked on it and then clicked end call. And then I went into my recents on my phone and got the number that way, and I rang it off my landline. And you get an automated, well, it's a proper voice. And he says, thank you for calling PayPal. He sounds very pleasant and helpful. And then he said, please enter the 6-digit passcode associated with your PayPal account. And I thought, I haven't got one. And he said, or say, one moment, I don't have one, or I'm not a PayPal customer. So I was saying, I don't have one. And then he'd say, all right, I'll wait. When you're ready, please say continue. So I was saying continue. And then he was going round and round in circles. He didn't understand I don't have one. He kept then saying, when I said continue, he would then say, all right, please say or enter the 6-digit pass pin. And I was thinking, but I haven't got one. So I kept saying, I don't have one. And then continue ended up being continue, you idiot. Well, I was getting more and more damn annoyed with this thing. In the end, I lost patience completely. And when he said, please say or enter the passcode, I just hit 33333 on the phone. And he said, I heard 33333. Is this correct? And I said, yes, if you like. And then he said, sorry, I don't appear to see that code as a recognised pin. And I said, well, of course you bloody don't, because it's not one. Anyway, luckily then he said, Please enter the phone number associated with your PayPal account. Right, okay, I can do that. So I said my mobile number. And he got that. And he said, I can see that you are calling from, and he said my home number. And he said, do you want this number associated with your PayPal account? And I said, yes. And he said, all right. You can have up to four numbers as home, work, or mobile. And he was saying, say home or press 1. Say work or press 2. Anyway, and so on and so on. So I was saying home. And he was saying, sorry, I didn't get that. Say home or press 1. So I press 1. I'm sorry, I didn't. Arthur, you idiot! In the end, he did get it. And that was fine. And then he wanted to know what I wanted to talk about. And he said, you can say things like, change my bank details. How do I transfer money? I thought, well, no, it's none of that. And I sort of said, I'm calling about a cancelled claim. Anyway, after all this bloody palaver, is it about an open dispute or... Oh, and he said, say, I can't think what it was, or agent. So I shouted, agent! And he eventually, thank God, said, all right, please hold while I transfer you. I thought, thank God, I just want to speak to a person. I did speak to someone and he was lovely and he's sorted it out. Basically, I didn't realise that when it says it goes into your PayPal balance, it takes 5 to 7 working days. And I said, that's fine. I said, the website doesn't actually say that. I took it to mean that it would go straight into my balance. I said, so I was wondering where the hell it had disappeared. So I will get it, but it'll be the earliest it'll be as next Monday or the latest it'll be as next Wednesday because it's 7 days from the day I actually made the payment initially. But yeah, calling PayPal is an absolute nightmare. I hope I never have to do it again because that was just awful. Oh, God, that really was bad. Oh, man, that wasn't good.
BT nearly
is
bad as well.
Yeah, but at least when you say something or press a number, they know what you're on about.
Yeah, that's true.
It's, you know, it just didn't... I was saying something, sorry, I didn't get that. Are you completely stupid? You know, how clear was I saying, I don't have one?
Yeah, and it was like...
And I don't have one was one of the options. He was saying, all right, I'll wait. Oh, honestly. Oh, that was horrible. I'm worn out.
To test these systems before the...
I'm worn out now. Honestly, I'm worn out now. I've had enough now. So, yeah. I just hope you never have to ring PayPal if you haven't already done so, because it was just awful. I was going to let Rio out, but he's eating at the moment, so I'll wait until he's had his fill and then he can come out. Anyway, that's probably going to be my last boo of the day. I will leave you all in peace now, I think, and speak to you all soon.